Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Gills, will be joining us very shortly. Give us a minute. Well, give me a minute, anyway, because still watching Raw. So, up next, Chris Calico, Why So Serious?
Fans
take a picture of me grinning. When I'm around women, it's like that. Now picture me, I think I'm winning. When I'm alone, see us right back. I'm seemingly rich, seem to be a glitch in my plan. I'm holding the whole world in suspense. I'm holding the folk foe in my hand. Now time out, I need me a bitch to hold a motor off in their cans. And if I had to tell her off, then she'll stand. She knows she really better off with their man. When the smoke clears, I'm spinning ties, ain't switching no gears. Put a lot of time in, but feel like ain't been no years. So what am I crying about? Took the title in a rhyme bout. When I come out, I rip niggas' spines out. You don't know, you're about to find out. Flipping the industry and turn the lights out. Then I climb out. So, why?
Why so serious? I'm so serious. Why so serious?
I'm
so curious.
How do you see me? Maybe I ain't so bad.
I'm getting closer to my last days, cash in the caches, we're saving for rainy days. And if we're living in the last days, need to be living it up without living the fast way. The older I get, the colder I spit, I'm the boaster and owner of it. Heat, seek cheese, leave the odor of it. Speak deep, freeze, super warm to get. We one hit away, huh? Paper play, that's the only way to make it if you ain't high. See me, I get mad at the chatter, splattered on the baddest rapper that never mattered. It's like it never happened. So worldwide, buy my last album or just forget it. It was a man, guess I'm cool with it. Why so serious?
Why
so serious? I'm so serious.
Why
so serious? How do you see me? Maybe I ain't so bad.
Like a demon guy. got my mission seeking, heated full of fire, it's a riot with my pistol speaking, breaking all the rules, creating my crews, it's something new to this game, a gang of sweet dudes, a few, all competitive doing this on a regular, car combat, back with a blast, best ever, get better, stay better, eat, sleep, play, whatever, we got 32 multi motherfucking players, and helicopters and motorcycles ready to kill, and it's that be very fancy graphics, make your blood spill, if you wanna battle, we can battle, keep it too real, go to ambulance, so I can detonate the playing field, who would've thought that I'd be spitting these lyrics, delivery is wicked, feel the fatality in your spirit, the competition they fear it, unbelievable physics, number one up in this bitch, don't need exclusive, let's get it, get it, get it,
it's been a long time, but you're gonna love it, to get the game on, burn a competition, you see the best is back, back in business, middle fingers up if you wanna get straight down.
I got an arsenal, catch me in the whip doing 120, 360, spin out, guns out, I'm targeting, everybody dying, blood particles flying, they call it twisted metal, I'm demonic with the iron, shots fired, blazing, all over the pavement, hell raising, fight your face with a razor blade shaving, on occasion, my mind don't get so, ain't nobody better or bigger, believe the trigger flow, trigger jokes, fear, shows you queer, clear, quicker than a gunslinger, pop off, you disappear, head, legs, arms, red, bloody bad, break bread, semi-automatic, cardiac, erratic, every day, enough said, I'm sick off the chain, slow, hip-hop game mode, Brooklyn, murder capital, next generation, gaming, we got the attitude, eat, sleep, play, it's a company, yo, that can't sue, check, one, what you wanna do, two, check, if you love twisted metal, get your motherfucking hands up,
it's been a long time, but you're gonna love it, to get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best is back, back in business. Middle fingers up if you wanna get it straight down. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. To get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best is back, back in business. Middle fingers up if you wanna get it straight down. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. To get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best is back, back in business. Middle fingers up if you wanna get it straight.
Hip-hop gamer, man. Twisted Metal is back, and it's crazy. Shout out to David Daffy and Scott Campbell. Eat, sleep, play. He's doing it, man. Recognize for life.
And we are back. Now, let's see here. What can we get here? I mean, yeah, this shit says when it premieres. It should have premiered tonight. But oh well, it's whatever. I see up next. And because y'all are curious what the fuck I'm talking about, it's the WWE Network. It's officially launched. It's ready. As of today, you can get yourself a free 1 week trial. After that, all it is $9.99 a month. I say do it, because you get all the old school shit. But we're going to go to another trick. I got to take a piss, so here we go.
I love you and everything about you. Never make you change, couldn't live life without you. The way you make me feel I can never describe. Always picking me up when I just wanna cry. Rubbing on my back when life is getting rough. See my light in the tunnel even though it's getting tough. And I know I'm a dick and I hesitate to bump. But just remember this, sometimes that's love. Us against the world, cause you've always got my back. And I've always got yours, let's believe in the facts. And you know we got got them haters always talking in the ear, but we saying fuck them though, cause our love is so sincere. Yeah, I heard the stories and all the naughty tales, so ask me if I care, and my answer never fails. The love I got for you, I don't think it ever stop, and if you ever left, my heart would just rot.
I love the way you do it, baby, please don't stop. Every time you try and kiss me, my heart just drops. Can't nobody ever do it quite like you do. This is my way of telling you I love you. Love the way you do it, baby, please don't stop. Every time you try and kiss me, my heart just drops. Can't nobody ever do it quite like you do. This is my way of telling you I love you. First time I ever saw you, I knew something was there. Even though I had a man, we didn't care. First time we ever kissed, I got chills on my spine. I knew some way I had to make you mine. You're the only one I know who can tame my crazy ass. The one who accepted me in spite of my past. You're everything to me, you really mean a lot. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be in this spot. We took it day by day, you helped me get through. I never could have done it, baby, it was all you. You never ever judged me, not even once. In spite of what they say, you ignored all the fuss. I love all your kisses, you know just what to do. And when you get on the mic, nobody does it like you. If you ever try to leave, I don't know what I'd do. I can't get by in this life, unless it's with you. I love the way you do it, baby, please don't stop. Every time you try and kiss me, my heart just drops. Can't nobody ever do it quite like you do. This is my way of telling you I love you. I love the way you do it, baby, please don't stop.
Afraid of us. We're meaner than the devil, but we're someone you can trust. We used to be in shape. sat down and pushed out the doorway. Death doesn't want it, so we're fucking here to stay.
You're way too fresh for death to want you. With abilities and talents, no one can ever come close to. Suppose you don't lose, stay on track. You don't know if you don't try. Always remember that and remember this. In my eyes, we're all the same. You breathe, I breathe. We both share the name of a juggalo. Respect and cherish your pride, cause we family representing all walks of life.
Just don't want you but the lowest too. So bring the wicked shit, we gonna bring it too. We like, hey, we coming your way.
Don't want you when the rain is gone, but with your load is high, you know we all belong. But like, hey, we're coming your way.
Hold up now and think about this shit. Why the fuck death wanna pay you a visit? I've been waiting 30 years and nothing. So what makes you think you so special, motherfucker? I've been knocking on his forehead and peep this. All that bitch did was bring me a gang of kids. Maybe more people for later times. But for now I know he don't wanna fuck with me or mine.
If I contemplated dying, then really I would be lying. And trying to get to heaven is really another question. I'm guessing another lesson and living ain't really needed. But since I've been getting weeded, defeated, it's been deleted. I've seen it but don't believe it. My eyes just went and hide. And at the same time they collide with the other side. Bleeding pride and courage until the day that I die. Now put your lotus in the motherfucking sky.
Death don't want you, but the lotus too. So bring the wicked shit, we gonna bring it too. We like, hey,
lotus,
it's coming your way.
Lotus,
death don't want you when the rain is gone, but with your lotus high, you know we all belong. We're like, hey,
lotus,
it's coming your way.
Lotus,
we got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see,
lotus,
we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo. We got people to see, we got places to go. Death don't want no juggalo.
You know, I don't know what to say, but I guess it's time.
Listen up, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you, listen up. I want you to know that we're serious. Listen, listen up, listen. From us to you.
For a little brief now, we've been rocking your ass. The future ain't scary, cause we got the past.
Can't nothing ever take away the gathering.
You can take what's happening now, not what I'm rapping about.
And I remember every holler waking to a tee.
And every project going on, these shaman misery.
And even though I don't remember your name from the get store, swear to God I couldn't love you anymore.
And you mentioned the abyss in Virginia Beach. And other states is so high, the juggalo dreams.
And what about the rock and roll, the development, that crazy ass house club in Houston.
Tell them with 20,000 websites, hotline
Logic Club.
Gangbangers, crew, nobody's a scrub.
And every last chugger let it turn me out. Thank you much, and I hope to see you on the next round.
You know everybody hates on this world of ours.
And if you learn one thing from the Joker cards, let it be that you're the shit in six different views.
Diamond, any way you choose.
And we love you.
Listen. Being crazy when we marinate in the flash. Representing Cleveland and we can piss so stacked.
I rock trees, rock shop, I rock the idea.
Nautica and the Accord Dutch.
And every time we play Denver, cars get rolled over. Juggalos get pissed when the show's over.
Even cities that I'm leaving out of letting me in.
They let me know if they a juggalo too thick and too thin.
I'm like twisted,
independent,
freestanding.
And always down to give a helping hand.
And everybody else out there, do your thing. Cause it ain't no ducking when the hatchet swings.
We trying to sing.
We try to pride.
Trying to rock and spit.
Can't get enough of this wicked shit.
Even if we foggy and we still ain't clear in 3 years, you look back and tip us a beer. Garage wall.
What about these mini gatherings we hear? Y'all don't be surprised when we waltz up in
with
there.
With Vampiro and Sabu flying above.
Representing the juggalos with nothing but love.
On TV, they make them try to hide the shit. But real juggalos always bear the hatchet.
And all the fresh titty bar DJs with mullets.
I'm nuts while we there, but you hate us and know
it. Yes, you freaky as fuck and you good to go. But don't get excited, think it makes you a juggalo.
We gather once yearly, big top above. And give shit like Big Silver, nothing but love.
But you gotta be fresh and with an open mind.
Or your ass get left behind.
That's why I love y'all.
We back. And what up, Ghetto G?
What's up, bitch boy?
Exactly, man.
You need to calm your boner down, man. Calm it down, man.
It's just the pay-per-views. Exactly. You got to think about this. 2000, 1999, 2001. Those were the eras of the best pay-per-views. Now we get crap. You get Goldust, Cody Rhodes, and Rob Axel.
Well, even though it's not the match I want to see at WrestleMania, but the Undertaker match is going to be official at some point, it's probably going to be the best thing they got.
Yeah, I agree. But, that's what I was saying, though, Ben. I mean, Triple H hates Daniel Bryan. But I think if anyone, might just, actually have a chance of possibly ending Undertaker's career or the streak, I think Daniel Bryan would probably have the best chance of doing that.
Well, as you know, Triple H hates him. So that's not going to happen for another couple years.
Exactly. Triple H hates him.
And as long as Brock Lesnar doesn't come in with the same bullshit that he did with the Big Show, then it might be a decent match.
All I gotta say is, yeah, the best thing about that last part was the fact that Taker just fucking stabbed Lesnar in the hand with a pen.
Come on, we know he didn't really get stabbed, Havoc. It was a push.
Oh, no, but... Oh, either way, shit was fucking awesome. And chokeslam through a fucking table.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper of WrestleMania showed up to tell you that you're fucked.
Exactly.
Start off the show with Hulk Hogan. End the show with The Undertaker.
Yeah. The old folks home reject versus death.
With the skin of a hot dog.
Which one, Taker or fucking Hogan?
Hogan, obviously.
Oh, bud.
What the hell, man? What? There's so many damn looks that the Undertaker has, though. Like, what is he trying to be now? Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, man. First you had that fucking stupid Fallhawk. Now he's Assassin's Creed.
Like, you got that Assassin's Creed hood, and then you got, like, I don't know, dragon spine or something.
And he's got that stupid fucking goatee that he's trying to grow out.
It's funny because whenever he's not about to do a match or some shit, it's gray as fuck.
Yeah, right?
But then he shows up and it's black.
No, let's put it this way. Well, he's not about to do a fucking match. He has hair and his goatee's gray. When he's about to do a match, he's bald and the goatee's black.
I don't understand why all the older people have to come back bald all the time.
Yeah. I mean, Hogan, that's understandable because, you know, that's all natural.
The Rock came back bald. Batista came back bald. Undertaker came back bald a few years ago.
Yeah, they must be trying to fucking become Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, he was one of the only bald people around for
bald.
A while.
Yeah, between him and fucking Perry Saturn.
Well, yeah, I guess that too. And then Kurt Angle, he went bald at one point.
Yeah. But he's still bald over in TNA. That's where they can keep him.
Yeah, he's shit now.
Yeah. And then... Again, I remember when TNA, Super Saiyan Great. Tit and Ass. Tess and Albert. That was stands for... Shit.
Now it stands for shit. I don't believe it stands for shit.
Well, this has something to watch on fucking Thursday. That's not TNA.
There's no action, is what it stands for.
Well, that too.
Since we're going back to WCW and whatnot, you could see the clock. I'm sure the flow would be on a few pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Since you're talking about Perry Saturn, and you got Raven.
Yeah.
Who else was in that shit? Billy Kidman.
There's a lot of people play that shit.
But that's some bullshit that they censor out the nudity, man. We saw that shit when the pay-per-views happened.
Yeah, right?
Like, you're paying for it. Why the fuck can't we see it?
Exactly. But no.
So you can go back and relive the Sable and Jacqueline match. She came out with handprints on her titties.
Hell yeah.
But you won't see the nipple slip.
Of course not. That'd be censored.
So they don't censor anything except titties.
Pretty much.
Sounds pretty gay to me.
Yeah, it really is.
You could bunch of homos design this.
Yeah. That one.
So now they have a pre-show to Raw, huh?
Yeah, it's not up and running yet. So I tried to check it out, and I was like, you must wait until it fucking premieres. And I'm like, fuck. Let's see. All the other members of the flock were Stevie Richards, Hammer, Horace, Canyon, Kidman, Lodi, Reese, Riggs, Saturn, and Sick Boy.
I don't remember any of them being in that, except a few of them.
Yeah.
So I take it they got a pay-per-view on there, or did you just Google it?
They should have a pay-per-view for that one. For like,
I'm sure they were on a pay-per-view at some point in time in WCW.
Yeah, he's got to try and remember which one.
So how far back did they go with ECW?
ECW went pretty far back, actually, like for as far as pay-per-views.
That didn't really answer anything.
Let's see. West Coast users tap here for a Raw second screen. Okay, fine. I'll be a West Coast user.
So when you pay for this, are you paying it as the internet or your TV?
Internet. All about the internet. Let's see, as far as ECW goes for pay-per-views, goes all the way back to 97.
Damn.
WCW. Goes all the way back to 1983.
What's that for?
WCW.
83. That yeah. Wrestling was bad.
And the WWE goes all the way back to WrestleMania 1.
So that means you can go back and watch that. You know, War Games pay-per-view.
Yeah. Oh, shooky ducky.
Quack, quack.
At 1:30, it's ECW Hardcore TV on WWE Network.
The fuck does that mean?
It means you get to watch ECW matches.
That's why they have the pay-per-view there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, matches, you know, that were part of, you know, ECW TV. Like, back, you know, back when they were, like, on TNT or and shit like that.
Let's see.
Which is fucking awesome as well. And, let's see, go to the vault. the Vault doesn't really have too many ECW things for, going for them just yet. But October 5th, 1993, all the way to April 26th, 1994.
Well, if they ever wanted to get rid of their DVDs on their website, they're never going to do that now.
Of course not.
They're stuck with that shit. People are going to pay $10, and they're going to watch all of those things you're trying to sell them for free. For $9.99, they're going to watch all of them.
If you want to watch WCCW, they only got like one episode.
Jeez.
Old school WWE goes all the way back to 75. So the very first thing you get to watch and part of the old school is Madison Square Garden, March 17th, 1975.
Damn.
And the Legends of WrestleMania.
That was a terrible video game.
Well, we ain't talking about the video game here. That could be... Let's see, originals. Beyond the Ring. Actually, and tonight's Beyond the Ring was actually fucking pretty badass because it was Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart up on that shit.
Thanks, Jerry Lawler. We already know that.
But one thing that they failed to mention about that is who interviewed Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Boomer Sooners! Boomer Sooners!
Yeah, J.R.
Yep.
Are they not allowed to, like, talk about him or something?
I don't know. Because, I mean, what, they didn't even mention him. Mention that, you know, that he fucking did the interview.
But we already know that he does the interview. That's been out for a while now. We knew that shit when that DVD came out.
Well, yeah, but still, the fact that, you know, they didn't even bother mentioning him.
Well, I guess he's on the list of people you can't talk about.
I guess so. Let's see. 8:30 a.m.
Like CM Punk, you're not allowed to talk about him either.
Oh, great. Look, it's a bitch by the name of Jerry. That was his name. Jonathan Coachman.
Jonathan Coachman.
Yeah, he's probably dead by now.
Man, ain't nobody like that, dude. They replaced him now with that other black guy. That was his name?
Byron Saxton.
Yeah. Some random guy.
Yeah, from NXT.
Is he a wrestler?
Well. He tried, well, when he first appeared, like, you know, for, like, the first, like, the actual original NXT, you know, to look for, like, new superstars and shit, he tried out to be a wrestler.
I guess he failed.
Failed. Yeah, he failed, and they made him an announcer for the fucking ring, and
like,
now he's...
Like Matt Stryker?
Yeah. Except Matt Stryker didn't even make it as that.
He didn't make it as anything.
Exactly.
They just kept bringing him back to get beat up.
Yeah, until he finally decided to say, fuck this, I'm done.
Yeah. Surprised that Jonathan Matthews is still around.
Yeah, right? Except, you know, you don't always see him often anymore either, so that's a good thing.
Well, he does all the stupid shit nobody else wants to do. You know, like...
Oh, yeah.
The Raw pre-show.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just going to be stupid shit right there.
It really is.
It's just going to be a whole bunch of talking like they do before the pay-per-view.
Just think, man, there's also a good chance where we might end up seeing... the fucking Deadpool for the WCW pay-per-view.
The what?
The Deadpool, which, you know, which was originally the Necro Ward. But then, you know, after Raven left, it became the Dark Carnival. Which means we'll get to see Raven, Vampiro, and ICP all together.
Obviously. We all knew that much.
Yeah, but there's probably a lot of motherfuckers out there who don't know that Raven was with them.
I'm sure if you were watching wrestling at that time, you would know.
Yeah, but then you got all these new motherfuckers just getting interested that don't know shit.
You can go back and you see Rey Mysterio without his mask on.
There we go, man. I think with the ECW, man, we might end up, you know, might not get to see Raven's Nest.
There you go. I'm sure if that was on the pay-per-views.
So, and for, you know, the idiots out there that, you know, don't know much about the old original ECW, the Raven's Nest is pretty much made up of, well, Stevie Richards, Tony Stetson and Johnny Hotbody, Bela McGillicuddy, the Pitbulls, Luna Vacone, the Vampire Warrior, Dudley Boys, Donnie Allen, and Dino Sendoff, Cactus Jack, Mikey Whipwreck, the Heavenly Bodies, the Blue Meanie, Tamona Wanalea.
Damn roster.
The Bruise Brothers, Brian Lee, Supernova, Miss Patrick, Lori Fullerton, Tyler Fullerton, who was, Sandman's seven-year-old son, Lupus, Chastity, and Reggie Bennett.
I don't think there's enough people in that.
Yeah.
They got, you can check out Ultimate Warrior, not Ultimate Warrior, you'll lay him too, but Ultimate Dragon. There we go.
Yeah, Ultimate Dragon. So yeah, you got so much fucking different shit that, you know, that Raven's been a part of you just that you actually get to see. And of course, since we were talking about Parrot and Saturn, we'll also get to see the Eliminators for ECW.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
That would be Perry Saturn teamed up with, I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was, I don't remember the other motherfucker's name. I think it was, Chiazzo.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't remember his actual name. Well, first name. But they had a pretty good run. Now Paris Ryan is back to wrestling for after being homeless for a few years. And being addicted to meth.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, right?
Seems all the old people seem to be addicted to something.
Yeah, right?
Speaking of which, when are they going to announce another Hall of Famer? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, right? What the fuck?
They used to do that every week, but now apparently they don't want to do that.
They'd much rather give us rematches that we, well, for the people that may or may not have paid for it last night on Sunday.
Yeah, that's true.
You paid for that just to see the same matches the next night.
Yeah.
Talk about a ripoff. So why couldn't the Usos win the match that quickly at the pay-per-view?
Yeah, right.
Like, why couldn't that happen and then been the champions instead of some nonsense on Raw?
Yeah, like, it was just stupid.
Gave us Del Rio and Batista again. Ain't nobody wanted to see that at the pay-per-view.
Yeah. They'll probably give it to us again because, again, since Del Rio beat again Batista tonight, Batista beat him last night, so we'll probably end up getting a rubber match.
I was like, why the hell is there a rematch? I was like, oh, that's right, because Del Rio lost.
Yeah, and now Batista lost, so we'll end up having a rubber match.
No. And we had to see Daniel Bryan versus Kane again.
Yeah, pretty much. Do I want to watch One Night Stand? No.
And as usual, the Wyatts versus the Shield ends in a DQ.
Yeah. Fucking Dean Ambrose.
Although, I didn't really see that match at all, but I could hear that it was a DQ. I was like, really? They have a good match set up and shit, and then they just ended in a DQ again.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, shit, I found a match with that you gotta watch.
And what's that?
Tommy Dreamer versus Jerry the King Lawler, ECW.
Wow.
1997. Let's see, it's also Rob Van Dam versus Al Snow. Bam Bam Bigelow versus Spike Dudley. And Taz versus Chris Candido. And so many more. And this was from fucking Hardcore Heaven, Hardcore Heaven, 1997.
You watch Jerry Lawler versus Michael Cole.
But, you know, speaking of which, I was fucking dying for fucking, watching, what was it? I think it was Judgment Day. It was Dudley Boys versus Road Dogg and X-Pac in a tag team table match. Fucking Jerry the King Lawler just fucking straight up tells fucking JR that he was just somebody would put him through the table. Fucking JR responds saying, why would you even say something like that? King just fucking responds, I don't like you.
Yeah, they used to say some ridiculous shit.
Yeah, now it's fucking Cole and JBL.
Yeah, you got them sitting there fighting over what an initial stands for.
It's true.
Then he thought he was talking about fucking Winnie the Pooh, talking about Eeyore. Talking about there's a bear that don't wear no pants that likes honey. What the fuck? It has nothing to do with anything.
I don't even know what the fuck they're doing sometimes.
Then he's sitting there on his laptop looking up his own matches. What an idiot.
Yeah. Not just on the JBL, but on the Bradshaw as well.
Yeah. Bradshaw was the only time he was a decent wrestler.
Yeah.
JBL, man, that was a terrible character.
But you have no idea.
you know, kind of like King Booker.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of King Booker, the fuck was the point of having him and Ric Flair on the pre-show as a panel? Man,
like I said, nobody cares about that part that they're going to do now. That's why Josh Matthews is there. And Ric Flair and Booker T, you know, two people that needed something to do, so they put them there.
Well, I mean, you know, you would have figured that, you know, we already had enough old people on Raw tonight. Think to fucking Jerry King Lawler, Hulk Hogan, and
you see that Ric Flair came back from TNA. Hulk Hogan came back from TNA.
Booker T came back from TNA.
See this shit?
It's like, wow.
I don't know, but for most of my life, I've never actually seen, like, any pay-per-view. Until I found the internet and free websites.
Yeah, and now you get WWE Network where you get to watch every single pay-per-view from WWE.
Yeah, so I only saw bits and pieces, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but now you can see the actual full-out thing.
Or I did see a few pay-per-views whenever, you know, somebody would tape it, and then I just watch it.
Well, yeah.
You know, back when they had VHS tapes.
Yeah, I remember that. Don't forget that.
You know, somebody got the pay-per-view, somebody fucking taped it, and they passed it around to people to watch it and shit.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember all that.
Although there was a SummerSlam that I actually saw live on TV. Well, I saw the King of the Ring live because it was in Pittsburgh that year.
Man, I'm trying to figure out what track is on Project Dead Man. I should upload to the soundboard.
Day of the Dead.
Oh. I would go with that. Uploading now as we speak. Yeah, but how about that, man? Fucking both my Strange Music CD and my Hatchet History CD both came on all in the same day.
You got your order from Hatchet Gear?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Well, it looks like there's an email I have to send. I never even got a confirmation.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
They took my money and they never gave me a confirmation. Yeah, I'm going to have to hit up that girl again. It's always responding to the emails on her.
Oh.
The one time I complained about it, I didn't get my CD, and it was sitting there.
I didn't get my CD, but it's sitting right here.
She replied back with, "It was shipped."
Yeah, it's sitting on the table now.
It was sitting off. It was like, I don't know, on like somewhere else in the house. What's some bullshit though? What the fuck, man?
Well, did you choose the 2-day shipping?
I choose the what?
Did you go
there
with
was
a
only
two-day
one option, man.
I don't know. I had two options. One, I went with these things, so I went with two-day shipping.
Even so, it's going on a week tomorrow.
Yeah, because they didn't send much out until fucking, like, Friday.
But I'm saying, my order was before yours, motherfucker, is what I'm saying. And you got a confirmation. You got your package already. Oh, I never got anything.
Well, I should correct myself. I got 3 CDs today, technically.
And what else is that?
Strange Music, Independent Powerhouse Sampler, 2013.
Are you serious? I could have just sent you that for, like, free.
But I didn't even order it. I didn't even order it.
Well, why did you get that?
I don't know. It
came where did you get that? You got PDM from them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you got it.
Even though that was 2014.
Man, I got like 3 of those CDs.
Yeah, like and every single one of these CDs is already out now.
Yeah. So well, they just throw them out for free, man.
Well, I'm not going to complain. I mean, it's a fucking free. It's free, so can't complain about that.
Even though it was on the internet for free, too.
Well, yeah, that too. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, man. Fucking, Living Dangerously, 1998, was literally fucking ECW's fourth fucking pay-per-view ever. I completely forgot about that.
Yup.
Yeah, fucking, that was it, Mascot, tell the other one ready. Fucking Jerry King Wilder and Tommy Dreamer, they want to load. So I went with this one. Even though I think I own this one. On DVD. But I think Project Deadman should be up the list, so here we go with Day of the Dead.
They say that when there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth. This is the day of the dead.
Nothing to do but fear itself on the day of the dead. They say there's no rest for the wicked, it's the day of the dead. They say that life is self-inflicted on the day of the dead. The devil disguises himself as God, it's the day of the dead.
Enslaved and changed, we walk the earth in search of happiness. Eternal bliss coincides with peace on earth and no conflicts. Think about this life that you call hell and all those things it means. Inside your mind is where you find them screams and broken dreams. Last rites, tell all these people how you live in. Call it karma, tenfold some off and call it sin. And despite your belief, 3/6 off the mark of the beast. The dead increase, Project Dead Man walks amongst the deceased. Bodies crawling from mud, victims tainted with blood. Murder victims resurrected through shallow graves in the woods. Thought you had it all figured out when you was younger, never thought you'd see the day when you faded out. But it's upon us, like prophecies of Nostradamus. Truth hurts when it's honest, death and disease is chronic. Day of the dead, bloodshed, don't be misled. Don't be afraid of the shadow that's cast upon your deathbed.
Nothing to fear but your religion on the day of the dead. Control to you judge and then you murder in the day of the dead. The evil upon you is what you're preaching on the day of the dead. Hatred towards others.
Circle above the sky turns green. 45 seconds of life, try to figure out what the fuck it means. Asphyxiation of your soul emerged in misery. Try to find someone to blame for life's conspiracies.
Judgment, it is upon us. Judgment, it is ahead. Judgment, it is the device killed inside your head.
Self-destruction and self-infliction. Fact or fiction? Imagine
Immaculate conception or Christ's crucifixion. Your eyes bleed on red knees, you pray. Two worlds collide like suicide. The crossroads you lay. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Rest in peace, motherfucker. Confession will make your skull crush.
And we're back. And I found some... God damn it, WWE. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you, WWE.
What the hell is wrong with you?
But I typed an ECW to... And eBay, because I just want to see if I can find some old school fucking ECW shirts. No. You get ECW Sandman with a damn WWE logo in the fucking middle. Like, come on, man. And what's funny is the fact that you type in ECW, it brings you a fucking ICP. T-shirts as well.
Takes you to ICP.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, man. I fucking typed in ECW because I wanted ECW shirts. And also, let's see, Shark Boy, RVD from TNA, Jeff Hardy from TNA, The Rock, CM Punk, ICP, John Cena, Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes.
Well, isn't that the hell of a title for a YouTube video? Minecraft won't add inches to your cock.
The fuck? The fuck are you watching?
That's one of the related videos to this video that I clicked on.
Wow.
I don't know how, but...
I don't know how either, but somehow you managed to.
Yeah. Fucking YouTube. It says suggested videos. Why would you suggest that to anybody?
That's the only thing that pisses me off to the Adobe Network. It buffers too much.
Just watch it on your TV.
That's where it's buffering. I'm on TV.
I mean, not on your PlayStation.
Unfortunately, it's not on my TV.
Why the hell not?
They don't have it available for, you know, for my TV. I looked. They didn't have it.
What, just for AT&T, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, AT&T fucking hates you.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I've got eBay for my TV.
eBay on your TV. Yeah, that's necessary.
Pandora, which I already have. Yahoo Weather. MGo. Twitter. Facebook.
Hashtag sitting on my couch.
Hashtag don't give a fuck about your damn fucking Facebook and Twitter for TV. I just actually want to watch TV, not my fucking Facebook.
Yeah, hashtag. Why am I hashtagging on my television?
What? The crown prince of the World Wrestling Federation, Jerry the King Lawler.
They don't like him there. Well, apparently they don't like hearing you talk either. They're fucking Joey Styles.
So what are we going to listen to now?
Let's find something. No, that's not what we're going to listen to, motherfucker.
You sold out! You sold out! You sold out! The fair was real!
Won't believe the nonsense I think. Go ahead and ask me what is real in the world. I'll respond, not a thing. Someone make the room stop. Spin and blare my boombox. The beat's the only thing that I trust. The media I do not. What is wrong, what is right? That's what haunts me at night. I don't think I'll find the answer to the questions that I'm asking. No, not in this life. So fuck it, why not? About to lose it, my God. Let your head nod if you got the same psychotic feelings I got. Feelings I got. And I grab the mic and spew menace. And I'm past due to do damage. It's a new habit flipping out. Like, who's manic tripping now? Please let me off the roller coaster, cause my consciousness is skipping in and out. Yo,
round my mind it goes. Where it's gonna stop, nobody knows. Circles and lies, hiding what's real. Spinning around on this Ferris wheel. La 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 la.
And we are back.
Wait a minute now. 2 months ago, when I was playing Mr. Nice Guy, it was whatever.
Yay, we're back.
So,
yay!
To be myself.
Now we're watching Hardcore Heaven. Or Heavenly Hardcore, whatever the fuck it was.
You can't do that! Shut up! Don't.
Shut up, Rick Rude! If we get your ass kicked. Yeah, that's right. Get rid of Ravishing Rick Rude out of ECW. Hey, look, someone's got a sign that says, Lawler must die.
Huh.
And it's funny because a few years later, he had a heart attack. Man, who knew that that's time to come true? Even though he's not really dead. Man, this is what I miss. I miss the fucking ECW fucking shit, man. Like, I'm in the old ECW. So thank you, dude.
You missed the new ECW.
No, fuck out of here with that shit.
Probably the only good thing about that was Kelly naked all the time.
Exactly. That was the one good thing. The only. Man, like, I wish fucking Kelly was, you know, was around at the time of the old ECW, because that would have been perfect.
Yeah. Maybe she'll go. Maybe she'll do something new nowadays or something.
Man, we can only pray. Let's see. They grab a track up on here with that title. We'll find out.
What title?
Pray.
Pray.
Yeah, like I said, we can only pray. Well, you type in pray. What's funny enough about that is, one of the first tracks that pops up, Corporate Avengers, the Bible is bullshit.
That's fucking perfect. Let's hear it now, man.
Sounds good. Go with that thing. Well, I take a piss.
Fire!
And we're back. And my bad, I was wrong. The first thing that actually popped up was Corporate Avengers, Jesus Christ, Homosexual. Followed by the Bible is bullshit. Then.
See that?
Then Prayer by Disturbed. And then Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. And then Seven Dust. Praise.
How the hell was that coming?
I don't know. But, it's just fucking perfect that Corporate Avenger came out first.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Let's see. You know what? Maybe I'll get this fucking old school ECW shirt. On Friday. Let's see what size they come in.
What the hell is Tinny?
What the fuck is Tinny? What the fuck is that?
This comment says she got Tinny titties.
Oh, fuck is Tinny?
I guess they tried to spell tiny.
Yeah, they failed.
How do you fuck that up?
I don't know.
And her teeth aren't even that small either.
Must be all double chat.
The hell, I'm talking there. That place is pointless as a motherfucker. That dude posted up in there, said, post up opinion that would anger people or whatever the fuck it said. And I commented, just about anything. And then everything after that was that little girl in there that thinks she runs the entire world or something. Talking about, I'm fucking 16 and you have to do as I say. Junglers are stupid.
Yeah, must be talking about fucking jailbait.
Yeah, that little girl that thinks she runs the entire world, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate children.
Yeah, she's fucking retarded. Yeah, I don't even think I've ever seen that post.
I don't know. It was this morning. But it looks like even Jelly Roll, man, he's getting kind of skinny.
Man, what the fuck, man? Like, what's up with all the fucking fat people getting skinny now, this?
Yeah, really. Like, Haystack, he got real skinny. Now Jelly Roll's getting all skinny.
Adros got skinny as fuck.
Yeah. What the hell's going on?
It's the end of the world, my friend.
Who are we supposed to look up to now? We don't got no fat people left.
Yeah. I mean, we got Big B.
Yeah. I guess. We got Violent J in his fat stage.
Yeah, until he decides to start losing weight and shit.
Yeah, until he gets skinny again.
I might hear that, or fucking he ends up fucking putting his head with fucking Shaggy.
The fuck? This is based off, and they're not Barbie dolls.
Yeah, true. Well, we still got Rikishi.
put your fucking gang sign down. I like how everybody's all hyped up about the new Lotus. They probably have no idea what the fuck Lotus is.
But
seriously though,
who's all hyped up about that shit right now?
Everybody keeps posting about the new album coming out, but do they really even know what the fuck Dark Lotus is?
Probably not.
Oh, here's another shitty tattoo. Yeah, it's not even fully colored in either.
Did it once. What can we play next?
The show all
tracks. You know what? Here, since we're just talking about Twitter and Facebook and all that shit.
You do it for the likes, do it
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
yeah.
likes. Since you do it for the likes, do it for the likes. She do it for the likes, do it for the likes. If she do it for the likes, do it for the likes.
She tipping on Instagram and she getting booed tonight. With the strippers do for cash, that chick by dash, I'll do for likes. It's alright, niggas do it for the ratchets, I feel ya. Hashtag no filter as the caption. Duck face, wrong panties, swear that shit just a bathing suit. Showing off, got gates to you, but you know real nigga ain't dating you. Twit pic, big tits, selfie, click click. Ew no, delete that, let me see ass, I wanna hit it and quit it. Your homie, come look at this shit. Comment that weak face, know that bitch want this dick. Do you really think he's a dick? Cause bitch, I would like to know. Cause I follow you and I have seen you acting like a hoe. The pictures that she'll pose for the follow. And I gave her this dick and hope that she'll swallow. And she don't give a fuck, well I guess I don't either. Just don't cry to me when them dudes don't wanna keep you, baby girl. I feel ya. Baby girl, I feel ya. Facebook status, smoke weed and she just popped some molly. Last night was hella crazy, me and my girls rocked the party. I can't even hang over, couple of guys stayed over. Mama said that I should stay sober, daddy bought you a new Range Rover. Fuck it, YOLO, red cups, solo, hop off the dick, oh go. My crew ain't worried about no hoe. Send Snapchats to a fat ass, cause it goes away in a couple seconds. Screenshot, group text, look at what this bitch just sent me. The pictures that she'll pose for the follow. And I gave her this dick and hope that she'll swallow. And she don't give a fuck, well I guess I don't either. Just don't cry to me when them dudes don't wanna keep you, baby girl. I feel ya. She'll pose for the follow. And I gave her this dick and hope that she'll swallow. And she don't give a fuck, well I guess I don't either. Just don't cry to me when them dudes don't wanna keep you, baby girl. I feel ya.
She do it for the likes, do it for the likes. If she do it for the likes, do it for the likes.
And we back.
Shout out to all the Juggalos chat though. They do it for the likes.
Here on tonight, Sabu will be challenged for the World Heavyweight title in a three-way dance by Terry Funk and Shane Douglas.
That was a good match though. But I think it's funny how like we go into these damn groups, the fuck, like, there's fucking status and posting shit on, like, they're never fucking how they should be.
What are you talking about?
Ah, man, because like you said that post you commented on where, you know, Miss All High and Mighty.
Yeah.
Like this morning. Yeah, I'm all the way down the page and it's always saying, it says, this post was posted 4 hours ago.
Okay.
Let's see, 6 hours ago. The majority of you females need to go to the store and get yourselves a fishing rod because you chicks are steadily fishing for compliments.
That was a good one. I did enjoy that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how, probably a fucking underage bitch fucking posting that shit.
That's an underage girl? Well, yeah, you gotta understand that young girls post up pictures for the likes, but they do not like when somebody else does it.
Yeah, right?
So then they feel the need, they have to say something about it.
Yeah,
so then,
yeah, true.
But then it blows up into something else. Man, I'd buy this Iggy Azalea CD, but I don't want it to be that shitty music that she puts out now.
Yeah, right?
No, I don't want it to be all work, work, work. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit. Nice to know you, Violent J.
Violent J?
Yeah. Yeah, they showed a match from earlier. Or maybe from, like, a previous fucking pay-per-view where it was RVD taking out fucking, or Ed Sabu taking out Violent J and Shaggy. Yeah, right? Joey Styles, you have no clue exactly how special fucking Spike Dudley is. But you kind of fucking love the fact that fucking Joey Styles is just pretty much is called fucking Spike Dudley retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. Yeah, that shit's gone. I'm not gonna bother looking for it.
It's not
but,
even worth it, man.
But I did spend $15 already.
On what?
Pre-ordered the new Halloween CD.
Oh, I was just watching that video earlier, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, man, the fucking you get like all these perks and shit, man, which is fucking nice. Like if you do like the $1 US like $1 you get like Nightmares digital download. $5 you get
the
EP digital download.
Is that the new CD?
Yeah, like the new EP that they're putting out.
Well, what do you get for $15?
Everything digital. You get you receive every Halloween song in existence, including all three albums. And over 30 covers, such as Taylor Swift, Maroon 5, Did You Remember, Pearl Jam, Miley Cyrus, along with Make It Loud, EP physical copy signed.
Yeah.
If you spend $30, you get pretty much everything, you know, above what I just said, along with the T-shirt and a signed copy of the new album.
Who the fuck is this bitch from Pennsylvania?
I don't know. But, so you also, for the $40 package, you get a custom thank you video from the band on the road. They will also write a letter that will be inside the package along with some stickers, T-shirt, physical, and signed copy.
Are we reading all of them?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to do that.
So this one's perfect right here. $50, make it pie.
Yes, you hit one of the people in the face with a pie. Yes.
Yep. But, man, if I had $2,000, I would gladly pay the $2,500.
Man, here goes that ugly ass girl always posted her titties in there. God damn it.
Yeah.
I don't do this to be slutty.
Yes, you do.
And all your titties are just always there, man. And on top of that, she got a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Fucking ugly bitch.
Yeah, right. But yeah, man. Like I said, I wish I had fucking $2,000 still. Because if you have $2,500, you get the exclusive scene party.
Yes.
And for those who do not know what the scene party is, Halloween will come out to you, play a full fucking rock show just for you, hang out with you, grab some beers, go to a movie, go out to dinner, whatever you want to do. So in other words, if you want to fuck the shit out of fucking...
You can't say that.
Well, that's what they
said. I want to do, you can't say that.
Well, that's what... Oh, guess what? That's what it says. That's what it says right here. Whatever you want to do.
Because I'm saying, man, if... That offer's on the table. And you try that, man, and be like, that wasn't included. Like, bitch, I just gave you $2,000, man. You better be fucking. Like, I just put you on tour.
It's just funny how they put whatever you want to do. So if you want to fuck the shit out of fucking Addy, that's included, I guess.
You're not allowed to.
Oh, fuck that, you said, whatever, like, whatever I want to do, and I want to fuck you. Tyler Williams, we don't give a fuck that you're from North Cali, that you're a true friend, you're a nice dude, nice person, whatever the fuck you are, but, yeah. Yeah, we're just fucking posted up here. Tyler Williams, I'm 21 from NorCal. I'm a true friend and I'm really nice. Trying to meet show people who are down too. It's that simple. Anyone, please add me. You will be glad you did. No.
Yeah, I highly doubt I'll be glad I did.
Yeah, right. Now, Samantha Desiree Bonham, you better not be on my page, bitch. Good. This is a simple fact. You use the word. Oh, was that mine? Okay. She said butthurt. I thought she said butthurt. I'm going to say, good bitch, you're not on my page.
Relax.
Zach Overman. A Juggalo 8 group got a hold of this pic, so I had to delete it. but I'm bringing it back. But now it's forever floating on a haters group page. Being ridiculed, yeah. But fuck them, I'm not sweating them. I hate on MCL family. I know all you will forever keep your hatchet held high, proudly with me. Whoop, whoop.
In one ear and out the other.
Let's see. Just dumped his ass. How many whoop whoops can I get for growing some balls? Absolutely none. Cause if he just grew some balls, I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. See, look, there you go. Undertaker got Michelle McCool and Brock Lesnar got Sable.
Yeah.
Who really wins?
That's a good question. Shit, Taco Bell has a new breakfast coming out.
What's it called? The morning shits.
Waffle taco.
Same thing. So did you know that one of the Ghostbusters died?
Who died?
The guy with the glasses.
Well, that helps.
The Ghostbuster with the glasses is the only one.
The one that played Egon?
Is that his name in the show? Movie?
Harold Ramis? Yeah, that'd be him. He's the one who played, Egon.
Well, then that would be the one to die.
Well, damn. That's fucking nuts. Well, now there's definitely no chance in hell of another Ghostbusters coming out.
You could take his spot.
No. Why is Sabu in a fucking suit? Who's retarded? Hey, why are they beating up, man, why are they beating up ICP and Sandman? Yeah, Sandman dead. He about to be even more dead now. Yep, now he's even more dead. He's deader than dead.
But let's go on another track though, because we are gonna be ending at 1 because I gotta go work at 9 in the morning. Yay! Let's go with
From the motherfucking flow up, golden grain to the brain, I really give it no fuck. A sloppy drunk bear hugging every damn body, half a fifth of Jack about to get this bitch buck rowdy. A juggalo scarecrow with a beer bong, chugging Southern Comfort in my drawers playing beer pong. Hit the bar for a couple shots of 3V, put your bottle in the air and toast to the family. Everybody
if you smoke or if you drink. If you pour a little water, fire up a little tank. Roll a blunt, light it up, and I'ma pour a glass. You get high and I get drunk and then I meet your ass. Somewhere in the middle, somewhere on the other side. From east coast to west, everybody getting country fried. I'm drunk, you high, come on, we'll fly somewhere down there. Down south and we won't have a damn care. Everybody come on, we gon' sing a song. I grab a bottle, you grab a phone. We gon' get lit till the sun come up. And I'ma toast in the band with a Dixie cup.
What the fuck you say?
I don't know, but that shit has got me on blown. My head is aching like I'm smoking on some homegrown. I need another shot and make that shit a fucking double. And pass my fam the blunt, I want them fuckers high as Hubble. When Juggalos up in this bitch, we drink and smoke all night. We getting towed down, but swing our fucking matches high.
Everybody come on, we gon' sing a song. I grab a bottle, you grab a phone. We gon' get lit till the sun come up. And I'ma toast in the can with a Dixie cup.
And we're back.
So what are we going to play now?
I don't know. Well, Von J, that's, I guess you shouldn't really, give it up to fucking RVD, because he just got kicked in the face by him, just for that. But, let's see, up next.
Cherish you more than life itself.
Wait, now
don't
you
listen
wouldn't.
To him. He only cares about himself.
All right.
Yeah, I would be there through thick and thin, in sickness and in health, from beginning to end. You gotta decide, me or him, Erica. Tell me, I'm curious.
Bobby, I didn't mean to cut you off, but are you really being serious? Cause the way I see it, she doesn't even like you. She knows her boys and that's the reason she invites you. Cause honestly, she'd rather be alone with me. Walking in the park after dark, living so happily.
Okay, yeah, he's a loser, and I use that term loosely. And usually he's so broke he makes you pay for his dinner and his movie.
You know Bobby's Mr. Wrong, but he acts like Mr. Right. Erica, he's a capo, a high school dropout who never worked in his life.
Okay, Erica, take my advice, like how long have you known me? I know your ass, she's the kind of leave you stranded and lonely.
Tell me why you're leaving me every time you see me.
Is this the way you're treating me?
Erica, please. Tell me why you're leaving me every time you see me.
Is this the way you're treating me?
Erica, please.
Hold up, wait a minute. Let me tell you what your ass did.
What's that?
He told me he'd cheat on you. That makes him an unfaithful, ungrateful bastard.
I cheated, Bobby, these are the lies you tell. Erica asked him about Stephanie, Karen, Jen, Michelle. Ring any bells? And that was just last week, so go ahead and laugh at him. Those cute pick-up lines he uses, he read them in the last match.
Yeah, screw you.
got the same issue.
Yeah.
I seen you reading them same pickup lines last week to that girl you were kicking
See,
it to.
Bobby's not big on pleasing, but he acts like he mastered it. I heard 2-3 minutes, let's just say he's sexually inadequate.
Ask him where it was last night. Has he had a chance to explain? Go ahead, ask him. What's more important to him, you or his basketball game? I bet he forgot your name, caused your pain, and let me mention, you're better off dating that dude from Cool Intentions. See, I'm a man.
You're not a man, you're a cheating flirt. When was the last time you and a girlfriend ever were?
Yeah.
Tell me why you're leaving me.
Every time you look at me,
is this the way you're treating me?
Erica, please.
Tell me why you're leaving me.
Every time you see at me,
is this the way you're treating me?
Erica, please.
Tell me why you're leaving me.
Every time you see at me,
is this the way you're treating me?
Erica, please.
Tell me why you're leaving me.
Every time you see at me,
is this the way you're treating me?
Erica, choose.
End it off with Jump Steady, Ninjas in Action. After this, we'll be back tomorrow night.
We got many psychopathic ninjas on this track, chopping off wigs like a fly guillotine attack. Jump Steady, a shocker, rocking the blue blockers, a Bruce Lee one-inch punch heart stopper. You mess with my own, I'll turn you to stone. Give you busy tone, falling Undertaker's phone. That's full circle, threefold justice, motherfucker. Beat you silly like a turn-tapping trucker.
Like a turn-tapping trucker.
My shit is self-explanatory, motherfucker, tell a friend. Got a clock above sighted than a drill team sergeant. Never been a bitch, always black to get respected. The target is ejected with the venom from my weapon. The deadliest disease when I strike you in the jaw. Ain't no time to tell your mama that you love her anymore. Ain't no calling on your homies, ain't no calling on the Lord. Somebody should have told you about fucking with a core.
It's Bonnie J, y'all, and I'm out of control. Steady sniping off the California Highway Patrol. Rocking a chemical imbalance in a stolen school bus. Full of screaming little kids, we doing 90 plus. Running cops off edges. Rat-a-tat-tat, I'm busting shots, swerving and throwing kids at them. Jump Steady in a chopper and away we get. Watching everybody else falling over the cliff. Falling over the cliff.
It's a triple X baller. I'm in love with your mama, but your daddy be player hating, so I don't call her. I'ma go see my ninja level 4. Cover storm shadow, and should know be slicing at your toe. Mr. Bones, Mad Rock, who you tripping on? My appetite is planetary when I'm screaming unit Lord. Show me who we bombing on, show me who we smoking with. Handle like some lunatics to get into some killer shit.
S-H-A-double-G-5.
Why?
Cause I run with a hat kick, guy. Let me go ahead and check my watch.
For what?
So I can see how much time you got. Before the hatchet that I run with swing down and split your face.
Shit,
I understand why everybody wants to be down with me.
Why?
I'm rolling with Jump Steady.
I'm rolling with Jump Steady.
Psychopathic, we crazy than a motherfucker. ABK in this bitch undercover. No bands, no cuffs, no jail. I just beat you in the head with my 40 into your tail. Detroit, had your family on the scene. Juggalo deputies, bitch, you know what I mean. Taking over the world with no means to quit. With some underground hatchet swinging illusional shit.
What?
Next time it's shit, make it here, stand up.
two-hand gun, so get your helmet on, or you might just get planted on your neighbor's front lawn. We some grave diggers with the shovels and boots. We on some wicked shit, hiding in hubbles and under suits. I'm on a whole different level. Leave you and the devil in the dust with a sign saying heaven above. I'm not your priest or your reverend, but I've been known to bless a mic that'll make you swear to God that I was heaven. Swear to God that I was heaven. For a locust, I'm a 100-ton death from above. To O.J. Simpson, I'm a fingerless glove. For a pilot, I'm a Ganny with a beard and a trench coat. Chillin' first class, steady sippin' on a coke. To a paranoid cop, I'm a game of more and bliss. For a crab, I'm an elusive and deadly cuttlefish. At your birthday, I'm Jeff Dahmer baking a cake. As you ponder why your best friend is 3 hours late.
I think it feels like a hit in my back.
Where's that?
I'm the devil on the roof, but this ass on my cat. Stop. It's nothing scattered with bullets and flying through the air. Cause I'm deep off the roof, 30 feet without a care. Just a break on my leg, you shit. Get up and beat a motherfucking pig with it. Cause cops ain't shit, they get your motherfucking throat cut and wrap the bloody sheet.
Right.
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
It's all up in my trunk.
What?
A Bruce Brother nerd sipping gasoline slurpees. Rocking a rare breed of Sudanese herpes. Raised in the jungle, communicate with snakes. I'll squeeze your throat piece off till it breaks. Like a boa constrictor, a pressure inflictor. Lotus Pod Pro Tools with a pitch shifter. We'll always be underground, not just at first. I ain't trying to play myself the fuck out like Fred Durst.
Fat kids stay big and fluffy like marshmallows. And stomp hoes in your fucking Marys like the good fellas. Not in it for the cheddar, or in it for the hoes. But I love the juggalettes like Peach Fago. Newport's in the blood. The fuck, and I have a cup of syrup when I'm trying to get drunk. Nightclub in my trunk with my disco balls. And my hatchet in the air screaming, fuck y'all.
I'm the urban legend in your backseat with the hook to